Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I'm Amy Sikarski, Master Energy Therapist, Channeler, Mentor, and Friend. I'm so happy to connect. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. I'm Amy Sikarski, and we have a really special experience today. Today, one of my healing participants on the Spirit and Soul Healing Show will be joining us to share updates and her thoughts and to answer questions about her session and experience. So I'd love to welcome Ginny to today's episode. Hi, Ginny.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for having me back.
You're so welcome. Thanks for coming back on. I am so excited to hear just, you know, your thoughts when you look back and feel into the experience and how things are today. And I want to share with everybody before we dive in, if you haven't watched Ginny's episode, it's out now and you can find her episode on the Spirit and Soul Healing Show. I'll put the link below. If you go to newrealitytv.com, and New Reality TV is also streaming on some TV platforms. So welcome, Ginny. This is going to be fabulous. First, let's start by how are you doing today, girl? How's everything in life and how are you feeling?
I am doing fabulous. Thank you so much for having me back. I am in such a beautiful part of my life right now, and I'm just so excited to kind of reflect back on our session together because, you know, during it, I didn't really feel like, oh, it's like, that was cool. That was interesting. I didn't really make any connections. Mm-hmm. But after reviewing it, oh, there's some really cool connections from like this lifetime. And it's just so interesting how they pop up. Like, it's not this instant remembrance,
yeah.
But through time and rewatching the episode, yeah, just a lot of cool connections.
That's so cool. Well, I remember a lot of information was coming in to support you, and some of the parallels from lifetime to lifetime were overlapping. When mm-hmm. I was seeing the visions, I was like, wait a minute, is this the same life? Are we in another one? I remember it was so powerful to me to see that theme go throughout and then how it came up at the end. And so some of those themes were things where people were trying to like stifle you and hold you back and not let you shine and work your magic and speak your truth. Do you see that appearing in this lifetime? Is that a common theme that's flown over here? Or is it something completely out of the awareness of Ginny today?
Yeah. So after reviewing the episode, I had this like light bulb moment and I was like, oh my gosh, this absolutely repeated in this lifetime.
Oh, and
it was crazy because when we were going through it during our healing session, I didn't think anything of it. But then the light bulb finally went on. I was like, oh my gosh, no, I absolutely experienced this in my lifetime. Just to kind of refresh our memories of what it was this past life where I was non-conforming, mm-hmm. And the elders were kind of against me and wanting to shut me down and to shut me up. And it was kind of like I was fighting alone. And you had mentioned that the trauma impacted my life for several decades in that past lifetime. Mm-hmm. Well, in this lifetime, I had a really similar experience where something had happened and it wasn't right. And I refused to shut up about it. And I refused to be quiet about it. And everyone that I knew was like, you really should just move on and just keep going. This will really negatively impact your life. And they really wanted to shut me up. And I said, no. And I really did feel like I was fighting it alone. And I ended up, because of this experience, I was diagnosed with severe PTSD. But there's a happy ending to the story because it took me 9 years to go through this experience and then to fight to recover. And at first it was a fight, but then it turned into pure love. And mm-hmm. I realized that I'm a fighter, but I'm more of a lover than a fighter.
Yeah.
And in the past life, you know, you mentioned it took me that it was traumatic and then it took me decades, several decades to get over. And in this lifetime, Yes, it was traumatic, but now it only took me 9 years. That's progress.
That's progress, and that's deep, deep healing. There wasn't much that you could do that would have been in your control in that other lifetime. Just the way the system was set up, the way that community and everything worked, there really wasn't anything until time went by and those guys that were holding you in silence until they faded away because they like died and the boys club faded away. But, you know, sometimes we have experiences in the different lives that really are similar, have the same theme, can feel like they're overlapping. So what I have found are so many aspects to it for the healing and recovery. And within that is the wisdom and strength. So it's like, okay, let's do it again, more refined, having those tools, like the inner knowing within you of how to proceed forward, using your discernment. It's really trusting intuition when we find ourselves in those spaces again, like, okay, it's kind of like a game of chess. That's how I feel. It's like, when do I stick and when do I move and where do I go? And like planning it all out and using the spiritual guidance to do so. And that helps to strengthen your connection to your soul. And then when you work through it, you can also, sometimes what I feel is like, and in my own experiences as well, I'll feel like this grief. And it's kind of like, I can finally see clearly and be heard and mourn the like traumatic experience and feel that coming from time to time, because when we're in it and it's fight or flight, we don't really have that time to love on ourselves and to give ourselves credit for the experience. So at a soul level, it's like, here's another opportunity for deep healing and growth and to have that relationship with ourselves. And I'm speaking for myself from this experience, but I think a lot of people can relate, and maybe you too, that it's like, wow, okay, you know, I'm proud of myself because all of these experiences, I have people against me trying to speak my truth. And a lot of times it's us protecting the innocent, like, you know, the healer, light warrior workers that we are. It's like wanting to speak out for injustice. To me, it feels like those deep inner feelings and knowings where I'm processing past life experiences that come up, where sometimes it is that sorrow and grief, but then sometimes it's this confidence and peace. Did you have these experiences?
Oh, absolutely. It started off as deep grief and depression and sadness. And then through time and practice and trying almost every healing modality you could imagine, that grief and depression turned into gratitude and triumph. And instead of this trauma happening to me, it happened for me. And it completely changed the trajectory of my life. It gave me so much confidence. It gave me so much strength. My spiritual awakening happened during this this healing process. And I am just filled with so much gratitude. It was tough. It was really tough going through it. But now that I've done the work and I'm on the other side, it's it was such a magical journey. And I am so thankful it happened.
Oh my goodness. It's something to remember when we're in it, when it's we're like in the thick of it and it's challenging.
Yeah.
I know. Sometimes when things happen, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is wild. What in the world? And in the back of my head, I've heard and I know, like, well, the end is going to be amazing. Just hold on, get through it. But when you're in it, you're like, no, why would I choose this?
Yeah. Why is it's this so tough.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. There's another theme, without, you know, sharing things that are too personal, but there's another theme I think that we can notice in any kind of experience like this, when the past repeats, is that not only are we here often to heal ourselves and get to feel the strength and like it feels like, okay, we've been through this, trusting in ourselves, like going within and knowing we can handle this experience no matter how challenging it is, we're supported. So there's the whole internal processing and up-leveling and deepening of healing. But what I also find is that there's this other angle where a lot of these things that happen, we are affecting so many other people in such a positive way. So yeah, for example, like in that other lifetime, you were speaking up for the less fortunate and for community and systems that were put into place. And so while it felt like such a personal attack and them holding you back, that kind of helped you, like it's what inspired you to continue going and never give up. And so there's always this like benefit. Do I want to say always? I really feel like there's always a little, at least a 1% aspect of these challenging things that we personally experience. When that happens, we're shifting the world for sure. And it's a ripple effect to help other people. So to me, I just see like in my mind's eye right now, a gold cup, like you won. It's like, okay, I won. I won the relay. I won this like wild, crazy, endeavor. It just felt like one thing after another set up to be an obstacle for you, but you pushed through and you did it and you did it. And not only in the individual lives, but the series of lives. And so, Archangel Metatron just came in and he's saying like, this is such a soul level healing and an awareness and a deep opportunity for you to understand what happened in this life, but then to have the awareness that, oh, this has happened in other lifetimes. So when you see it all come together, it feels like that much deeper. And I remember in your session, I think at the very beginning, they were saying, it's a lifetime for celebration. You're heading into the next chapter. Like you've completed so much and now it's a time for joy and relaxation and peace. And you said when we first started that things are flowing really well. Have you noticed a shift in your relationship with life and how you see the world?
100%. Yes. I really felt a strong connection with people, building a community, not just like the people that I know, but even just going out into the world, doing simple things like going to the grocery store or just little interactions like that. I feel so much of a stronger connection of me wanting to express myself to people, whether it's like, hey, I really like your outfit today, or just having pleasant chit chat with people, you know, if they're open to it. And I really see it brightening like my energy and then also their energy if they're receptive to it. And if they're not receptive to it, it's okay because I'm just expressing myself. So that's changed and that's been a wonderful kind of reconnection. But then a really profound one has been my connection with nature. That one has, that one's turned on so much. And that actually, was something that was connected to a different past life that you had seen where nature was kind of supporting me and holding me when I was in, I think I was being held captive is what you saw. Yeah. And it's so funny. I've never felt really that connected to trees, but recently I have been connecting with them very deeply, not just trees, but plants and flowers and just being out in nature. I feel so held and so peaceful. And it's just like, I feel like when I go outside and be in nature, it's like taking like a nature bath where it's just so relaxing.
Oh, I love that. It feels so good. Yes, I remember in your session that there was a lot of elemental beings. Mother Earth was here. They were talking about your connection to herbs and crystals and plants. Oh yeah, we have the crystals with your star family too that came in. That was amazing. It was such a beautiful session because there was a high level overview and then they narrowed in on some specific lifetimes. And it was interesting. I mean, I think it was really interesting, and that's why I love doing these sessions, to see how like all the dots connect. Mm-hmm. And I remember there were a few of those past lives where nature was supporting you. And then the one experience in one of your lifetimes where they buried you like in a mass grave and you wanted to go back to your homeland.
Yes. Okay. I have a crazy connection with this one in this lifetime.
Okay.
Sure. So I remember that when you just were talking about, you said that you kind of saw me as a Viking and my skull was crushed in.
Yeah.
So way before we had that healing session, I was teaching a class and it was a really challenging fitness class. And I remember there were some ladies in the class and they were just like talking about me and they're like, look, she's a Viking. She's a Viking. Oh. And I was just, and it always stuck in my mind. I was like, what are they talking about? Because like, it was a bar fitness class and it was in a heated room and it's a really challenging class because you're doing all the little pulses and like then they got the heat going, the sweat's dripping, the music's blasting. And I'm leading the class and giving them like so much encouragement and positive energy. And like, I know this is hard, but we can do it. Let's keep going. And people were really into it. And there was this group of ladies that just kept saying, "She's a Viking. She's a Viking. Look at her." And I was just, it always was so peculiar to me. Cause I was like, is this a new expression that people are saying? And I remember Googling it afterwards. And I was like, is Viking something that you call someone? And I couldn't find anything about it. And so I just kind of had this like inner knowing that perhaps they, you know, were somewhat psychic and they could see like that Viking energy. But then on top of that, about a week before we had our healing session, I was with a reader, an intuitive person, and she was talking to my soul and she was like, "We've got to get rid of this rage that you have." And I was like, "I don't feel rage." I was like, I've worked through some traumatic stuff and I probably used to have some, but I feel good right now. She was like, "Why do you want to bash heads in?"
And I, no, yes, no way.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And I was so confused. I was like, "I don't know what you're talking about." I was like, "I really don't." And she's like, "Yeah, for some reason you want to bash heads in." And in our session, you said that my skull was bashed in.
It was.
And that I was, and it was totally related to that.
Oh my gosh, this is so wild.
I know.
Yeah, it was. And they put you in a mass grave, kind of like in a cave. And so there were other skeletons there. And now I'm like wondering, is that how they fought back then? Like, is that the goal, to just go around bashing people's heads in? Or was it like, this was done to me now? Like, you want to make it even?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Interesting. Yeah.
Super interesting. But now it all made sense. Like, yeah, hearing those ladies calling me a Viking and then having the intuitive person asking you why I wanted to bash heads in, and then having your healing session where you're like, "Yeah, your skull's bashed in and you are not happy about where you were dumped." I'm like, this makes sense why I would have, my soul would have so much rage.
Yeah. Well, your session was so special to me, like as a healer and the experience, because I had things I never had come up before. And first of all, I love your team and your energy is so clean and amazing. Like the coming together of our energies with our team, all the visions were crystal clear for me. Crystal clear. And there's the one thing that's still in the back of my mind I'm like question, and it's the fact that he was showing me what he looks like, really tall. So you are really tall with red Viking type hair, broad shoulders, like strong man, you know, 6 or 7 feet tall. I don't know. You're really tall. And I could see you clearly. I was getting the feeling of like Vikings, you know, when you watch a show on TV or what have you. But then you kept saying to me, "I want to go back to my clan," using the word clan. And I don't know. I was like questioning. I'm like, is that what they call? Like, is that really authentically what they would call their family members? And so I don't know if that's a term they use then, or like you, which is he, your spirit was telling me now, because I would understand it. But afterwards I went and Googled it and I was trying to put it together. I still haven't found the answer, but I don't know if that's actually how they called their community, was a clan. But you know, we know what that means.
Right.
And just like studying my genealogy and history, I've had family from all of Europe come together in all the different countries and move around and stuff. So maybe it was, but that was the one thing I was like, huh, that's so interesting. So in sessions, everything came, like your session especially, really clear. And then I find things that I want to like check in with history. And sometimes it's like just learning, or learning things that maybe aren't written down. So that thing is, that part of it is neither here nor there, but just from my perspective, I was like, oh yes, I want to look into that further. But what was amazing is you are you, and your soul was so respectful when you came through to me. But you were very much like, yeah, I really want to get this taken care of. I'm quite upset that I'm not with my family. And you had asked me to move your bones back to your community for your burial rites. And I remember sitting there and I was like, what? This is like 2025. I don't know how long, like, are your bones even, what's going down? How is that possible? But do you remember, do you want to share with the listeners just a little bit about your experience in that whole process of working with your energy that was in the grave? Do you recall?
I do remember it quite clearly. And I just remember seeing, it was really dark and it was really like not pleasant. And it was like there were skeletons all over the place. And it was like a mass grave. And the way that I like envisioned it when you were talking about what was going to happen was that, yeah, like my remains would be decomposed and then go into nature. And nature, the elementals, the wind, would help carry those remains back into the the quote unquote proper burial place where like my clan's people, I don't know that term either. So like if anyone's listening and they're familiar with clan and what that means, we're curious to know. But yeah, that it would carry it back. And it's interesting because after this session, I have felt really connected to the wind. Mm-hmm. And never in my life before this have I ever it's just like the wind. It's like, oh, thanks for the breeze. But now I actually find myself talking to it and communicating with it. And it's, I do remember you saying after the healing session that I will have a more have a better connection with nature. And that's definitely happened.
Yes. It was so powerful. I'm really feeling a sense of gratitude for how things unfolded. It's quite beautiful because your dragons were there, the Arcturians were there. I mean, and then these different lifetimes on Earth. Is there one thing that's really stood out within your inner feelings and heart that was an aha moment or a healing that you could share from the session?
Yeah, that's such a great question because you had asked at the very beginning of the session, I don't remember which archangel it was, but I remember he asked if I had any questions. And I remember saying I really wanted my throat chakra to be healed. And that's something that actually really happened in such a profound way during our session because, you know, the past lives of being told not to speak and then also like being bound and being shut down since the session and since the healing, my throat chakra, my words, my confidence, my singing, they've all gotten so strong, so much stronger. And I remember you were saying that, like, you know, my spiritual gifts would also be, it's always been inside me, but they can expand more now with the healing. And that's absolutely happened. I've started channeling the dragons and the Arcturians. And it's been such a special connection. Something I would have never have imagined like a year from today. Like if you would have told me, oh yeah, a year from now, you're going to be channeling the dragon realm and the Arcturians. I'm like, the who? The what? They weren't even on my radar back like a year ago. So it's just so beautiful how it's opened up and how it's developed and how my voice, it's just felt like there's just been this opening where I feel so much more freedom to express and to sing. I used to have this fear of singing. I remember when I was recovering from this trauma, I was gently singing. And I remember someone just commenting and saying, hey, you have a really beautiful voice. And I started crying because I didn't want to be heard. And it was just I immediately shut it down. But now, girl, I'm like a little songbird. I'm singing all the time.
Yes. Please do. Oh my gosh. It's so amazing because I'm having the memory of, it might have been the second or third lifetime, I can't recall, that came through at the beginning. You were a young girl. You love to dance and you love to sing. It's one of the other ones where you didn't conform because there were a couple of those lives. And you were just dancing and dancing all the time. And it was like, you know, children were supposed to be quiet and you wanted to be heard and to sing. And it was so pretty. And then the series of lives came after that. And I remember one of the messages from the angels was, they tried to like bind you and have you be quiet with your throat and your hands and your dancing, like from all the different lives. It was a theme, but they said, but they couldn't ever stop you. Cause you were like, ha ha, you want to try that? I can use my heart. And like, I just saw your heart bursting like wide open and all that light pouring through, just a joyous, like you're so vibrant, full of love and joy and wanting like just to share that light with everybody. And what I'm noticing now reflecting back is that those lifetimes we went to were very much really, really hard ones as a human on Earth. But healing those, and it's like kind of like in so many ways, I would share my visions are releasing, like pulling a film off, healing any sand or fragmented energy, just like a little dirty stuff of emotions and thoughts that are in there that would still be in your quantum field. And then I see the different dimensions kind of like flowing water, different streams of consciousness. And so that was a particular frequency that tied through all these lives in an earthy dimension. But clearing and healing that energy, it feels to me like it's opened a space where you can lift and access your gifts. And these are your higher soul level gifts, we would say, that come from spirit world and lifetimes that, you know, are more, maybe if you want to say 5D, or one's just where you're connected with your light and then the other lives off of earth. So I love that you are reflecting on the experiences of this life. And then we had that session and so much has shifted in such a short amount of time. I think it's been just a couple of months since your session. Yeah.
So there's been so many beautiful shifts. And also thank you for mentioning dancing. Of course. Yes. Dancing has definitely come back, and dancing and movement have come back into my life. And in such wonderful ways, because in this lifetime, I think I mentioned I was a professional ballet dancer, and that career ended kind of abruptly for me, and kind of put it away on the back burner, and always kind of felt this want and desire to do it again, not in the same space, like not as a professional ballet dancer, but being able to express and move, because when I was performing professionally, it felt like I was channeling. Like I would just be so free and so flowing. And so I do feel that starting to come back into my life. And so I'm just really excited to see how that develops, because it is something I just truly love and enjoy.
Yeah. Oh, it's so powerful, so magical. I didn't know that about you before the session. And so of course I saw all these visions. And then when you said, oh, that's a part of this life too, I'm like, yeah, I can totally see that, you know. It's, and it's so beautiful, because absolutely to what you're sharing about when you were dancing in this life, but in those visions, I was seeing it was a form of healing and it was a form of light language, because when you would dance, you would move your hands and it was certain ways. There's all different kinds of light language, but some is signing, you know, in the movement and the expression. And it was just so pretty and powerful. And I'm really like actually quite delighted and happy for the episode that's on the TV, because I was able to recreate some of my visions, and I like how the artwork came through, because I feel like it really captured to the best that I could the essence of what I was seeing and feeling in your session.
The artwork, if people listening to this have not seen the episode, Amy's artwork in it is so, so good. It's so beautiful. The colors are really vibrant and there's like sparkles and they come alive, and oh, I thought you did such a great job with them.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been quite an experience for myself, but something that like nourishes my heart and soul is to be able to in some way share to the best of my abilities also like what it's like for me to be the healer and the clairvoyant channeler, to like bring you all into my world and the experience. So I'm grateful that you came on to the show and that we could share a deep experience for you. And so grateful that you're open to sharing your experiences with others. And I'm excited for everybody to see the episodes, because I'm able to share a little bit from my perspective. And I hope that inspires anybody that's looking to be a healer to kind of like, I learned so much myself from reading books and back in the day, you know, podcasts and radio interviews. I like anywhere I could hear somebody offer a reading, I was all about it. Like, let me hear, how are they doing it? What's the style? And it helps us to build the awareness of the skill set, so that when we are called to step into it, we have kind of like a flow about it. We understand. And so I love that we're able to share with others who are looking to do this type of healing work for themselves and for other people, to really understand that when you flow in with a heart open and you're trusting spirit and the teams come around and the soul light comes in, so much magical energy, so much healing and wisdom can come through. It's quite beautiful. And I'm really grateful that your session exhibited so many aspects of the healing work.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's so inspiring to see both perspectives. So it's inspiring for people that want to do like facilitate healing work, but then it's also inspiring for people that, you know, have never had this type of healing session before and they want to try it because it's so simple. It's you literally just, you're there. As long as you're open and receptive to it, you know, I just compare it to all the different therapies that I've done, you know, healing from traumas. And I'm not saying that those are bad and they don't work because they absolutely do. But I think coupled with the type of work that you do in the spiritual sense of it, with the healings that come with it, it's non-invasive. It doesn't hurt. I mean, like maybe you get like a little dizzy, but it's so easy. And it's so we can do it through Zoom. We don't have to be in the same space. We don't have to be in the same room. It's just so cool.
Oh my goodness, you brought through a few different things here. So absolutely, when if anybody feels called to a healing session with myself or anybody else who works with past lives or Akashic energy, and you're really feeling that call, I would highly encourage you to, because this life, I'm seeing a lot of opportunities for people where the energy is different in this life. We have a lot of opportunities for these types of sessions. We can speak about it freely, and the energy is increasing where I feel what I've seen and over the past few decades, especially, is just like the healing takes place quicker. It's more efficient for sure. And so if you're feeling that calling, there's definitely a reason for it. And then wanting to share that sometimes there will be this integration. Well, there's always integration period, but sometimes it can last a little bit longer. So if it was a really traumatic life that came up, then the emotions might start to come through after the session. Your dreams can be heightened until the memories are witnessed and heard and seen fully, and then you can let it go. So there's a whole premise and aspect. There's this whole approach that when you do your healing work and we have these experiences come to us, if we're not open to doing the work ourselves, it's going to block it. And so when you go to these sessions, you have the open heart and there's no judgment, because we've all been in all different kinds of scenarios and life experiences. So we really want to hear, see, look, and feel into what's coming through, so that it can be an opportunity for that healing to fully take place. And not all sessions are as intense as yours, Jenny. So I just that was amazing though, because the elements were coming in, and it was that one scene where we were helping to bring your essence to the burial grounds of your ancestors. And that was literally for me out of body experience. And that's why I felt so woozy, because I could like feel my spirit leaving and going into that space and working and then coming back. But yeah, so it's not always that intense, but whatever is called, you know, that's why we're here showing up. And I thought it was interesting too, like right at the beginning, I felt it was the Arcturians came in. Do you want to share a bit about like your connection with them? Is this something newer, or like what's going on with you and these Arcturians, girl?
Yeah, the Arcturians and me. I didn't know even what an Arcturian was until this year, this January. I did a past life regression and I regressed to a past life and I saw these beings that had really big heads and they made me giggle because I was like, their heads are so big. And the regressionist was like, well, what's their name? Like, who are they? And I was like, Arcturian? I couldn't even pronounce it. And so kind of left it at that. But then I Googled it afterwards. I was like, oh my gosh, Arcturians. I was like, it is an actual like star being. And so ever since then, I kind of just been curious and been Googling them. And they've been popping up. I did another past life regression and they popped up again where I had mentioned in our healing session, I saw them using crystals to power certain things. And I remember looking up into the night sky and being just drawn to this particular star. And it was so sparkly. And I just kept looking up and looking at it. And I just felt so much love and peace. And then I downloaded one of those apps where you can see like which star you're looking at. It's Arcturus.
Girl, of course.
Of course it is. And I was just so happy. And since then, I went on this retreat in Mount Shasta, and I received a message that I would be connecting with the Arcturians, and being able to channel them quite easily after my retreat in Shasta. And so they've been up before that retreat, they were communicating with me, and I didn't know who it was, but I just kept hearing this, like, this funny little song go in my head. And it's Eneri the eighth I am, Eneri the eighth I am. And I'm like, why is this song going on in my head, like, over and over? But it would be said with, like, I would hear it with this accent, let's and like Eneri, not Henry, Eneri. And then I remembered, you remember the movie Ghost? With Whoopi Goldberg and Patrick Swayze? There's a scene in it where Patrick Swayze as the ghost is like annoying Whoopi Goldberg singing this song. I'm Eneri the eighth I am. And he's saying it with that exact accent. Eneri the eighth I, second verse, same as the first. And I finally made the connection. It's the Arcturians. They've been wanting to talk to me, and they wanted me to like meditate, but it was in a very playful way, like not like the movie Ghost where she was like, ah, stop. It was just, it made me giggle. And so I was like, all right, I sat down and I meditated, and I could talk to them in my mind's eye. I could hear them. I could know what they were saying. They were sending me so much love. And, yeah, so I went to this retreat in Shasta, and my connection with them was just, I could drop into meditation, just sitting in a room, even if things are going on, and close my eyes, connect, and then reconnect. And it's been like that ever since.
Oh,
so
it.
It's really cool. They are my star family, and yeah, they help me so much. And it's just so nice to know that I'm just never alone. No matter what, like I always have the support of the elementals and Mother Earth and the Arcturians and the dragons. And it's just so beautiful.
Yes. Oh, this is so beautiful. Thank you for the opportunity for the session on the show and for chatting about it today, because I did want to hear like your perspective and hear more from you and for our listeners in the show. A lot of times as I'm channeling in the information, the participant that's receiving, you know, you don't really get to hear so much. And also so much healing is happening and taking place. It's sometimes hard to find the words. It just makes me smile, and the space that you're in and the timing of everything, how it's lining up, is so powerful. This is new for you, right? You mentioned like a year ago, this would have been so out there. Like so much has happened in a year. And as you followed the guidance, it's opening up that what at family from a star system, like some people didn't even know what star beings were, star seeds are, until it's the time for them. That's how it happened for me. And so it's like, okay, this is amazing. It's a big shift. And to have these, if you want to call it loose ends, but the other lifetimes that we were bringing through were high on the list. Like they bring it all through in order. It's like, this needs to be addressed now for the next phase of your awakening or expansion and that connection. And it goes towards what I was sharing earlier, like cleaning up everything in that dimensional reality so that your energy can hold more of these higher frequencies. And when we do have those higher frequencies and the light around, it amplifies your connections. And here you are, like automatic, so fluid and like just easy to connect with the Arcturians. Like, do you feel like you're going to be channeling them for others, or is it more a personal connection and purpose at this time?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I don't feel like I am going to be channeling them for other people, but I have this clear knowing that it's like I'm living like a parallel life as an Arcturian, and that I got the message that, you know, like I decided to reincarnate and come down here to hold light, and that they are helping me do that. And, you know, I feel like eventually I will be channeling, but I feel like I'm going to be like a movement or like a dance channel. And I feel like that is going to be assisted a little bit by the Arcturians, but mostly by the dragons. That's the feeling that I get through the sense. It's really, really new. We'll see how it develops. But yeah.
Oh, I love it. Yes, before you said that, I heard it's just going to be fluid and flowing. And then you said dance. I'm like, oh, of course. But also feeling like it's going to be a part of who you are in your everyday life. It's not like, oh, I'm going to sit down and record a message from, you know, whomever and share with the world. It's like you're actively in the energy and you're
Yeah.
really like stepped into that light of who you are and can feel your team around. And the dragons are quite amazing and magical, you know. Yeah, we both have our friend Teresa, and our awakening for her awakening with the
Yes.
dragons, yeah, was in Mount Shasta at my retreat, and I was there for that. And so I just love it. That was only a few years ago. Like, I'm really seeing the dragons come in more and more. And my first 2012 was when I had my first connection in this life with my dragons, and I don't talk about it a lot, but they're here. They've helped me so much in my healing room, my healing space, and playful and powerful and strong protectors is how I describe mine. You know, maybe they all have similar. What's your relationship like? I know you're, you know, it's all new, but
It's
how do you feel
definitely
it?
playful and powerful. And I just want to add before I go into more about these wonderful dragons, I think it's so cool that Teresa and me are, I guess what you would call graduates of your Learn to Channel course.
Oh yeah, true, true, girl.
That's,
Yes.
it's just so cool, the different connections, because I mean, Teresa took your channeling course before I did, but then I found out about Teresa because you had her come on as like a guest speaker during one of our last sessions for my Learn to Channel course. That's how I got to know her. And then, yeah, like she had her dragon awakening with you there. I had my dragon awakening with Teresa. It's just such beautiful connections.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I love it. I love community and support and having people that have, like, we understand it. We've been there. We understand all aspects of, is this weird? But hey, it's still like powerful and cool. And just to feel the feedback and the support community with these experiences is so important. And yeah, I think I too feel like, wow, thank you, Spirit, for connecting us, because the love and the essence and the healing light from the dragon realm is next level. And I'm so happy to be a part in like that ripple effect of connecting people, you know, and the support that you all feel to be open to even being like, oh, am I making this up? No, you're not, because other people have had it too. And you kind of compare the experiences and the feedback. And, you know, my dragon, I don't think I've shared with you, my dragons, my first experience was in a past life regression. Oh, actually, take that back. It was a couple months or a few weeks before my regression. I was in a healing session and I was on the table and I kept seeing all these eyeballs, just like one eye flashing in my third eye. It was all types of species and colors and shapes of eyes. And then it landed in this eyeball and then it opened again, like blinked and opened. And I looked closer and I stepped back and it was a huge ass dragon. And I was like, whoa, like I was like standing, I would be like as tall as their head. And I was like, oh my goodness. And the energy was just love. And it was like, hi, like when their eye opened and looked at me, it's like, hello, friend. And I was like, oh my gosh, that healing session was so powerful, because at the end, my practitioner, who was a fellow student, we were doing a trade at the time. She was like, that was so weird. I couldn't touch your body. The whole time she was like on the seventh dimension of my aura, like feet away from my body, holding energy. And those frequencies are the past life spaces in the energy field. And so it was like amplifying the light so I could see. And it connected me into that dimensional space for this communication and the memories and all of the connection. So then a few weeks later, I went to Austin, Texas, because I used to live in Texas. It all happened there. With my past life hypnotherapist, and in my first lifetime, I went to, it was like this life off planet. I was seeing all kinds of things. And one part of it were these dragons. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I was just like, you cannot make this up. I never, you know, some people would say like, oh, of course I will come through. You know, somebody always has been obsessed or fascinated with this or that. Of course it's going to come through. You're making it up. I'm like, no, nowhere in my reality. Up until that point in my life, had I ever had a fascination with dragons or a connection?
Right. Yeah,
that
same.
like opened it, right? So her holding the space and being like, oh yeah, I've seen this. Like, really? Okay. Alrighty then. And that's where it started. And they were family members, what it felt like. Just like, you know, like our fur babies are our family members. That's how the dragons were. Really protective, great friends, like so full of wisdom. And just wanted to share that little story because I don't think we've spoken a little bit, and I don't know if I've shared it on the podcast either. So it was kind of quite fascinating experience. And I'm so happy to feel and to hear that you've connected in with them because they are coming back through Teresa's work and my meditations and probably what you've heard. They want to be here.
It's so awesome too. Cause yeah, I didn't really know much about them. And the first time I was introduced to mine was during a guided meditation. And it was with myself and my higher self and my inner child. And I remember when I first saw my dragon, it was this beautiful, large, like onyx, like iridescent color dragon. And it's beautiful. But I remember my inner child was like frightened. And so I asked the dragon, I was like, hey, like, do you mind toning it down a little bit? Like, she's kind of scared. And my dragon instantly, it turned cotton candy pink and it grew these long eyelashes. And my inner child just like squealed with delight.
I love it.
It was so cute.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes. Oh gosh. I love tuning into different visuals and colors because same, like that beautiful black can be so rich with like power and mysticism and strength, you know, but sometimes it's been taken to mean something dark or evil, but it's truly not. So to me, I'm like, oh, that's so gorgeous. But I absolutely get the pink. Like I'm looking around my room. I have Hello Kitty stuff everywhere. Pink. And I have rose quartz. You know, I should just put, if anybody's watching, like I might put this on. So here's a rose quartz dragon head that our friend Sharon from the Sacred Hillary
No
Circle
way.
Gave me.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Here's a big hunk of rose quartz that I rescued and adopted from this crazy crystal shop in Wisconsin like a decade ago. It was just like such bad energy. I'm like, you have to come home with me. This is not a good spot. It was really commercialized with like fluorescent lights everywhere. Yeah, okay, let me pop off camera. I'm gonna grab this Hello Kitty thing. She's actually sitting on a table that's a quartz, pink quartz, rose quartz table. And then I've got, like,
oh my God.
You know what
that
I'm
is
saying?
So cute.
Yeah. So I'm all about pink. But then across the room, I have my dragon. I have a piece of dragon. It might be shungite. No, it's not shungite. What is it? I'm going to have to figure it out. But it's the stone. Looks like a dragon head, just naturally, that I picked
awesome.
Up. Yeah. So we're just all over the place. But I love sharing, like, you know, neither here nor there. But when you said it, I was like, oh, I could feel into the vision. And yeah, I could see where for like a little child, be like, oh, wait a minute. It's a little freaky, like a little, make it brighter or softer.
Well,
cartoon.
Yeah, I remember the first time I saw Teresa channel the dragons. It was like this online little demo. And when she started making like the sounds and the clicking, like it was a little scary for adult me. I was like, oh, this, because I'd never seen anything like it. And I was like, this is kind of intimidating.
Yeah.
But it was fascinating and intriguing. And I would have never have guessed if someone would have told me when I saw Teresa channel, hey, you're going to start doing that too. I'm like, what? But it's happening and it's awesome and it's exciting. And right now they're coming through so strongly with tongue dancing. Like when I call in the dragons, my tongue will immediately just start flickering and just going to start dancing. And it's great because even though I'm not doing it on purpose and I can't control it, I can stop it if I want to. So I don't feel out of control. I don't feel like it's taking over me. It's
beautiful.
Like this collaboration and it's fun. Like when they come in, it's this fun energy. And I am starting to do some movements and light language is coming through like my fingers. And I remember this one time I was practicing channeling with them and the dragon that came through was like just kind of sassy. And she was just kind of like,
yes,
it was
please.
Just so much fun.
Yeah. That's it. It's like, let's have fun. Let's express, let's have freedom, which is what you're just for healing from those other lives. It's like so incredibly perfect, powerful healing, full of joy, lots of light coming in. Oh, I love this so much. And yes, so it's not out yet at the time of our filming, but I just interviewed Teresa and it's going to be a
Awesome.
bonus episode at the end of season one on our show at newrealitytv.com. And she does do a sample of dragon channeling at the end of our interview
Awesome.
For those that are
Oh, that's
interested.
so special. Yes. I'm so glad.
Oh, I'm too. I didn't know if we would be channeling. And I was like, do you want to just kind of explain? And she's like, well, let me demonstrate. I'm like, okay, even better. Let's go for it. Let's go all in. It was so powerful. What I do love about the experience that you all are having with the light language and the tongue communication and the dragon is that we're able to put it into an awareness of an understanding in English. Like it's all safe, like how you just described it, what's going on, your experience behind the scenes. And the way that Teresa's explained it to me and her perspective is that the movement of the tongue is how her team organizes information. And like, when I see it, it kind of feels like Morse code sometimes. It's light language. It's like accessing to receive and take in information and then also to emit and transmit energy and information. So to like push it out as well. So I'm loving that this is occurring and the opportunity for you, but moreover that you are allowing yourself the experience because it is different. And some people are like, oh no, I don't really know if I could do that. But when you just let go of any of that, like judgment, like we're not talking about discernment because completely different, but the judgment of, does this look funny?
Because it definitely does.
Is this okay? What are people going to think? It's like, really, you know, it's all good. So I'm just sharing like when you're in it, if it feels like, oh, it feels silly. What do I look like? It's all good. Doesn't matter. As long as people don't feel alarmed or upset or, you know, like they're in danger or something. And I'm just wondering your experience with light language. Like, when were you introduced? Have you had other experiences with it?
Honestly, I think it started to turn on with your channeling course.
Mm-hmm.
I started feeling it coming through my fingers. Or it might have not been the channeling course. It might have been during Sacred Healer Circle when we would be doing like mini healings on our friends. And my fingers would kind of start twitching. I was like, what's going on? And you guys were explaining that that's light language. But now that you're talking about it, you know, when I started to connect with the dragons, it makes sense that, you know, the light language could also be coming through my tongue movements.
Yes.
That makes so much sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Just like your hands, you know, with the language, sign language, the tongue. Absolutely. And it's kind of amazing. I'm excited for you. I'm so happy to continue the conversation in the Sacred Healer Circle and to share. And
yeah,
I guess, I mean, this is a perfect opportunity. If anybody's interested in a community of other healers, we meet twice a month and we're pretty active there on WhatsApp. And it's such a nice place to be. And I have a few openings. So if you're interested, reach out, let me know. We'll see if it's the right fit because it's such a beautiful community. And I'm so grateful.
Yes, I love the Sacred Healer Circle. It's the thing I love about it is that it's a space where people that are into, you know, all different aspects of spirituality and healing, we can come together. It's a safe space to talk about it and to express ourselves. But the thing that I love most about it is that there's no pressure to constantly keep up with the group. So it's like, right, like life happens. And so sometimes we get busy with, you know, responsibilities or family or just tired and that's fine. And it's totally fine to like take a step back, take a break, and then you can come back in when, you know, it feels like it's the right time to do that. And it's the same thing like with our WhatsApp chat. I love that it's like, you know, it's okay if you don't respond to every message. It's okay if you don't read every message. It's like, it's when it feels right for you, you can jump in. I just love that about our Sacred Healer Circle. It's such a beautiful community.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that aspect of it because yes, it's not a class, it's a mentoring group and community. So whatever's coming through, and trust me, everybody, we have plenty to talk about. I thought it would be like 90 minute Zooms twice a month. It goes to 2 hours every time. And I'm here for it. It's so amazing. I love to hear what comes in. And just like in the last one, I was talking with my team and I'm like, this is so fascinating for me. It's definitely like a leveling up because I like to be a little bit more structured and I'm so used to teaching outlined classes, but this format's different. Show up, tune in, see what spirit's sharing and what everybody's like experiencing and coming through and talk about everything. So we'll, maybe we'll chat more about that again on another episode, but I would share if anybody's interested, please reach out. It's a great space to develop your gifts in a safe community that's full of support. But yes, Jenny, thank you so much for this conversation. I'm so happy we could connect, and look how beautiful your background is. If anybody gets to see the visuals, and they might be over there on Spotify, but you're just like out in the sunlight. I've been seeing the sun rays come behind and like just totally envelop you. It's so stunning. Is there anything you would love to share as we're closing?
I would just say, you know, if listening to this, it piques any sort of curiosity, to just follow your heart and to get curious. And, you know, you're not going to resonate with every healer, but just to look into it. And if you want to try it, try it. You know, it's not scary. It's not, it's just a beautiful experience. And so, yeah, I just really hope if you're inspired to heal or to be healed, to go on that path and enjoy the journey. Healing's not linear. There's not one way to do it, but just to keep exploring and to keep opening your heart. Cause I've just had such a beautiful experience going through the dark and now into the light. So go for it.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Yes. And we've all been there.
Absolutely. You know,
it's part of it. It's part of that healed healer. Yes. Oh my goodness, Jenny, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your love and wisdom with all of us.
Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome. And I encourage everybody to check out the Spirit and Soul Healing Show at newrealitytv.com. And at the time of filming, we are in the process, the network is, of getting on to some of the apps. So I'll put below in show notes where we are. If it's Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, Apple TV, we'll be there. So season 2 is highlighting energy healing. And if you're fascinated or feeling intrigue and a pull towards a healing session for yourself, you can tune into season 2 and experience some of the demonstrated sessions, including beautiful Jenny's. And thank you everybody so much for being here. I love if you could like, leave a review, share with a friend. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Spirit and Soul Healing Podcast. Hi friends, I hope you are enjoying the podcast. This episode is brought to you in part by my school, spiritschoolonline.com, where I share guided energy sessions, informative group experiences, classes in energy therapy and readings, meditations, and more. If you're looking for a community and support to assist you in your awakening and spiritual practice, I would love to support you. Check out Spirit School today. Hi, beautiful friends. I am so happy to share a new offering at Spirit School. I'm so excited. So I have two offerings, and the first one is the Council of Light Live Connections. We will be taking questions from community members for the council. I will be in channel, and we'll be meeting every month at 7:00 Central Time, typically on the third Sunday. If you would like to join, our first one is going to be November 23rd, and you can join through spiritschoolonline.com, or you can check out the link below and just click straight into it to make it easy for you. So that's the Council of Light Connections. Also, I have a new membership, Spirit School's Light Connections, and this is a whole package full of light with a lot of opportunities to connect for healings, for inspiration, and with community. So at the Light Connections, you will have access to our monthly meditation, which we do live on Zoom, and it'll be there for the whole month. And then you also have access to all the replays throughout this membership. It gives you even access to ones from earlier in the year. So that's pretty cool. And then also in the membership will be the Council of Light Lives and those replays. And then I have multiple experiences where you can go have energy sessions through these guided meditations that are in different libraries. And then I also have multiple libraries of Council of Light messages beginning in 2018. So if you ever feel like, oh man, I'm having a day, you can pop into your membership and it is just full of offerings for you. So there's so much love there. There is so much opportunity to also connect with community live and in our forum. So we have group chat now available at Spirit School. So I invite you to check it all out. I'm really happy. My heart is so full. It's been a little bit of time since I consistently channeled the council. And guess what, friends? Here we are. Here we go. It's time again. So check the link below. The first month is $44 for the whole subscription as a special. So while it lasts, and then it will be just $68 for all the offerings. And if you were to just do the energy healing and the Council of Light separate, that's $88. So it was really awesome experience and opportunity for you. If you're having a day where you would like some inspiration, a quick energy reset or cleanse, or to listen to some guidance through their channeled messages, you can tap into any of the libraries included with the Light Connections membership. So this is a great value for $68. And I would love for you to join. You can check it out with your first month of 44 and pop on over to spiritschoolonline.com. I'd love for you to join us for all of the light, all of the magic, all of the healing and inspiration in the Light Connections membership.